As the world and the country prepares to mark the International Women's Day on Sunday, March 8, 2026, government has been lauded for the various empowerment programs targeting women in Arua City. The City Community Development Officer, Arua, Judith Drate, highlights some of the key government empowerment programs meant for women, such as the GROW Project, Uganda Women Entrepreneurship Program, and the Parish Development Model. Drate says so far 105 women have benefited from the GROW Project, receiving over 370 million shillings in the process, while over 120 million shillings has been disbursed under WEP and over 5 billion shillings under the PDM to strengthen women economically.
We look at how the government has been able to embrace some of the programs that are supposed to be focusing on women empowerment and gender equality, among which government has brought in GROW, which is a specific program for women. And as a city, Arua City, we have already received 375 million shillings, which has benefited 105 women within the city in the various walks of life. And when we talk about GROW, we do not have a standard scale for accessing this money. It also depends on the capacity of that woman who is doing entrepreneurship. So it ranges from 4 million to 200 million. And then also under the Uganda Women Entrepreneurship Program, we have also been able to form 13 groups of women in the various parts of this city. And these women are doing economic empowerment with the monies of WEP. So far, the funds that they have received are 120 million shillings.
However, the CDO regrets that amidst the interventions, a number of challenges have continued to hinder the economic progress of the women, which requires collective effort and support from the male counterparts.
Amidst all these achievements, of course, there are challenges. When this money gets into the hands of these women, there are also some roadblocks, there are hindrances within their family setup. So the household management, how decisions are made at household level, how this money translates into improving the livelihoods of the family members is still a big challenge. So we call upon all the men, all the husbands, all the brothers, all the uncles and fathers to also help these women in the struggle of improving the economy so that they can be able to achieve what the government intends them to achieve.
The Minister